Hi, it's Mick Ogan here on Audio Boo. Well, it's Tuesday 24th of September and I'm up at the farm helping Andra and his son. Well, I'm not working with him, but I'm sorting out the electrics in their newly re-roofed sheds, byres. I noticed yesterday, I made comment on it, that Andra was not the same guy that I spoke to even fairly recently. So, while the guys are out there cutting and bringing in the silage, so you can hear the tractor over to my left, 2,000 tonnes, Andra says, they'll bring in. And they'll need every bit of it during the winter. It's amazing. And it's also an amazing smell. You know, smell of cut grass, but the smell of 2,000 tonnes of cut grass being hurtled about in tractors and piled up in barns. But anyway, so I just spoke to Jenny and I commented on the fact that Andra was more stooped and looking a wee bit gaunt, and that he wasn't talking the same way, and I thought quite bravely told me, because I could see it in her eyes. She wanted to shed a wee tear. She told me that she'd had him up to the doctor this morning and they found lumps in his armpits on the, I think it's a lymph, is it a lymph nodes? Some lumps. And so they wanted to send them for a biopsy on them to see what it is. So his Parkinson's getting worse, his rheumatoid arthritis is getting worse, and now he has this problem, and apparently his white blood cells are far too high, so they have to try and find out what's causing that. And you know, it's a funny thing, is she told me all about this and then made the comment, you know, she says, he doesn't deserve all this after all the years his hard work he's put into running a farm. And I thought, that's exactly my sentiments. But we have no control over our health, really, as such. Well, in general terms, we can keep ourselves fit and eat healthily, but we have no control over what may go wrong with our systems. But it is a damn shame. And he's a wee bit brighter this morning as I spoke to him. But he's certainly getting stooped and definitely looking gaunt. She said he's lost quite a good bit of weight. That's not a good sign when he starts. He's a different guy, even in, I think I was up here about 4 weeks ago, in a month. He's a different guy altogether. No joking, and even looks different, you know. But she says he's continuing to do as much on the farm as he can. I thought, well, that's the last thing he wants to do, is to sit indoors, so he's doing the right thing. But, you know, it's heartbreaking to see him. And you can see what's going to happen. He's just going to get worse and worse and worse, and he'll start to feel more useless. That's maybe a strong term, but that's exactly how he'll feel, because I know if it was me, I'd feel useless. And having to watch his son and the farmhand and Jenny doing all the work and him not fit to even drive a tractor. Well, that'll come. It's not there now because he's out driving, bringing in silage at the moment. So that's a good thing about it. But it's sad. It's very, very sad to see a big strapping farmer go downhill like that. Anyway, that's where I am today. And I'll maybe do a add a wee bit to this later on if I get a chance to talk to Andrew himself. And it's very difficult when they're out in the fields. A baled a full field of straw yesterday. I also lifted a few acres of tatties. Now the silage is all coming in, and this is a time of the year where it's virtually non-stop on the farm. So I may get the chance, I may have to jump on the back of your tractor and go along with him to get a wee blether, but we'll see how it goes. Well, it's about 3:30 p.m. I'm still at the farm. I'm just actually packing up to go home. This is going to need at least another 2 or 3 days. I mean, if I'd asked that big bull to do that, it wouldn't have done it. So anyway, what was I going to say? Yeah, I'll try and record some of the farm sounds. I keep forgetting. But anyway, I never got a chance to speak to Andra. I've spoken to Jenny twice a day. Andra's... See, they're trying to get all this silage in. It's been drizzly rain most of the day, and they don't like to harvest it if it's too wet. So they've been racing on and battering on all day long, virtually non-stop. And as I said, 2,000 tonnes of silage to come in. So I didn't get a chance to speak to Andra at all today. Hopefully maybe tomorrow or this week sometime. Well, anyway, so I'm just finishing up. I'm just going to go now. And I hope I remember when I'm back up to just set the device up and try and capture the tractors and the beasties and everyone else that goes on around about a farm.